In Libya, there are some diplomatic efforts underway to end the fighting. Turkish and Greek diplomats have been speaking with representatives of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi and the rebels. Still, forces loyal to Gaddafi continue to pound the port city of Misrata, about 130 miles east of the capital, Tripoli. More than 200 people injured in those assaults are bound for Turkey. They're on a Turkish humanitarian aid ship that picked them up over the weekend. That ferry also picked up wounded in the rebel stronghold of Benghazi, as the world's Ben Gilbert reports.
The Turkish ferry Ankara arrives in Benghazi's port to a warm welcome. Militiamen wave Kalashnikov rifles in the air with one hand and make the V for victory sign with the other. The men on the ship, some bandaged and waving crutches, chant, "With our blood we die for you, Benghazi," to which the crowd on the pier responds with our blood for you we die, Misrata." Inside the ship, there are around 230 badly wounded victims of the battle for Misrata. The hold, usually reserved for cars, has been transformed into an intensive care unit. IV drips are hung from the ship's hull, connected to men laying on deck chairs converted to hospital beds. Many suffer from bullet, shrapnel, and blast wounds. Half a dozen are missing legs. 50-year-old diving mechanic Ahmed Ramadanyas lay on a makeshift bed on the floor, his leg wrapped in a bandage and braced with a metal stabilizing rod.
I was shot with a tank. My left leg was broken. It was completely damaged, you know. The bone was completely damaged.
Ramadanyas says he was injured 3 weeks ago while taking photos of the tank as it fired on nearby buildings. Then it hit the building he was in. He was only able to stay in the hospital for 3 days in Misrata because it was full.
And the situation in Misrata there, it's really horrible. Something you never believe what's happening in Misrata. Snipers everywhere, tanks are shooting the people. The people were killed in the streets. You can't give them a hand because if you come very near, you will get shot. It's getting more worse and more worse. And Gaddafi, he will never stop killing us. He want to kill everybody. It's more than crazy. It's scary. Something scary. Something I have never seen it in my life.
Ramadanyas groans as a doctor cleans his wounds with antiseptic ointment. Next to him is 32-year-old steelworker Khaled Ali. He was shot in both legs by what he says was a sniper as he walked down a street in Misrata.
Shot it was in his right leg, and the second shot it was in his left leg. The second bullet, it was inside his knee, and it has done a lot of damage in his left knee. He was like a poison. He get poisoned. His temperature, it was infected, yes. His temperature was go very high and go down. And his blood pressure, it wasn't normally at all. Few days he left like this.
Infection is one of the big dangers here. 28-year-old general surgeon Hatem Bernawi cleaned a wound from a bullet that missed one patient's spinal column by fractions of an inch. He says the patients here are severely wounded but stable, which is actually better than many he's seen in Benghazi.
I've seen around 300 or more than dying in Benghazi, so I've seen the worst. Here, it's not the worst. I've seen people without heads. I see people without lower limbs. So now, for me, it doesn't matter. Just a patient, and I will care. My heart become very, very, very strong.
You're a combat surgeon now.
Yeah.
Dr. Bernawi says he rarely treated bullet wounds before the uprising in Libya. Now, it's a daily occurrence. Outside on the pier, an ambulance brings more wounded from Benghazi. Around 100 people from this rebel stronghold will also be taken on board for treatment. Families are also here. They hope to wait out the violence in Turkey, far from the fighting that has engulfed their country. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Benghazi.